What's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. It's Dan Barracuda here. Just giving you guys a big warning for anyone that uses MacBook Pros, you know, Mac, Apple computers, and Pro Tools, okay? So they came out with a Mojave operating system a couple months ago. And, you know, I'm very slow with operating systems. I had Yosemite before. I don't even think I ever got High Sierra. I don't even know. That's the thing. I don't even keep track, but I'm pretty sure I had Yosemite because my desktop background was Yosemite. So here's the deal, guys. Pro Tools, all versions of it, no matter what you have, 2018 or Pro Tools 12 or 11 or 10 or whatever, they're not compatible with Mojave yet, and that sucks. I upgraded to Mojave Saturday night, and I got home and I tried to record stuff with Pro Tools, and it just wasn't reading it. It wasn't reading any of the levels, anything it was coming out. Nothing was coming through, no levels were being read. And then anytime I would close the session, it would give me this crazy error message that was like, main thread fault OXXO. It was just really ugly. Did a lot of research, and I read that that Avid warned people not to get Mojave. I never got that warning. I was so pissed. I was talking to my brother. He was helping me out. But he really didn't advise to downgrade, you know, back to Yosemite or High Sierra. And I didn't know all this. I didn't know how like big of a pain in the ass it was to change your operating system. Like, operating systems are not meant to go back. So then began the crazy nightmare of trying to do that and looking up how to do it and not doing it right, and thought I was doing it right overnight. I had to wait 7 hours for something, so I went to bed, woke up the next morning, had to talk to Apple on the phone twice, and they couldn't figure it out. And they just advised that I got an Apple appointment and tried to do it. And then so I was stuck back with Mojave. Today, I just got off the phone with Avid, and they confirmed, like, yeah, we don't work with Mojave just yet. All our versions of Pro Tools. So you could upgrade to Pro Tools 12 or Pro Tools 2018, and you could wait. They actually said wait till we have it fixed, or you would have to downgrade your operating system. And it just sucks, man. So I can't record all week. I have to wait till Friday. I have an Apple appointment at 1 o'clock, and I don't know how long that's going to take, but they're going to downgrade. It just sucks. You know, I have like all this stuff planned to do, and I can't do any of it. I can still mix, which is nice, and I do have some stuff to mix, but I just want to warn everybody out there that before you get Mojave, just before you get any operating system, as my brother Tommy, I know you're listening, thanks for the warning, you know. Before you upgrade, just find out that all the programs that you use regularly, make sure it's compatible with it. Hard lesson learned, but I want to give you guys all this knowledge, okay? So if you have Pro Tools and you use Mac products, if you use your MacBook Pro or whatever, don't upgrade to Mojave. Just stick with what you have for the time being until you get some kind of message or you find out in the forums when it's okay, because I never got any email. Anyway, still kind of pissed about it, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay, because Thanksgiving is upon us, and it's going to be good. So I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.